Now, this one, this play, man, I was thinking, like, finally, I'm able to show people how high I can jump. I undercutted the route, he threw it, and then I just got my feet under me. Like, this was one of my, I would say this is probably top three plays I've ever had in my career playing football. I mean, I felt good. As soon as I jumped up, I was like, oh my God, I'm about to get this, I know it. And then after I caught it, I just make sure I just held on to it when I hit the ground. When I see this picture, it makes me so happy. I was just smiling, looking at it, because it's like, Julio Jones, one of the best receivers in the league, for sure. You know, and he's a beast. And we were over there, me and him, man to man, and I'm in zero coverage on this play with no safety help, no nothing. It's just, Joe, you got Julio, nobody else is over there. And just being able to make this play, you know, this is what it's about.
Oh, this is awesome. This was awesome. This is probably my favorite part of the year. Just the environment, the kids, they were so happy, man. They worked so hard and they deserved it. You know, to be able to do stuff like this is, I think, what it's really all about. Well, I think that's the biggest thing, man. You know, my son, you know, he's two, and like any two-year-old, he looks up to his dad. And, you know, things like this are important to me that he sees, that it's not about, you know, you or anything, like as much stuff as you can, you know, accumulate. It's about helping other people. And, you know, if I could pass that along to him, man, then I feel like I've done a good job.
What I'm looking at is the sack I had on Drew Brees. It was a big play, first of all, for the team. Those plays are always confidence boosters for you. And as you can see, I beat Billy by a step. Every step matters, or else that would have been a half a sack instead of a full. I remember hitting him and getting up and feeling the energy from the crowd. And just that electric feeling you get is just unlike anything you can experience anywhere else. And so it gives you all that much more desire to do it again and again.
That moment for me is always really special because it's kind of the pinch me moment. It's the moment when you stand there and you look up and you look at this giant hundreds of million dollar stadium that was built for the sole purpose of men playing a kid's game. You sit there and you look at all these people that are cheering for you, and it's the pinch me moment that you say, this is what I've dreamed of since I was a little kid. Don't let me take this for granted. Mm.
Yeah, well, this moment is one of the first times I actually ran out of the tunnel. And to understand that I came from Cleveland, I'm a Cleveland kid, and that's why I do this and kiss the ground every time I come out, is because, you know, this is where I was born and raised, and this is where I'm going to always be. And my heart is always going to be here in Cleveland. So that's what this means.